1380 WPHM.
And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
The sounds of the Femmes of Rock, the Bella Electric Strings, are going to be performing in Lexington this weekend at the Lexington Village Theater. Nina DeGregorio online to tell us a little bit more about where they've been, where they're going. Nina, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm watching this video clip of you guys playing. You just look like you're having fun up on stage.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We're so lucky to get to travel and do what we love for a living.
When did this all start for you? When did you all come together?
Well, the whole thing started for me when I was around 13 years old, and my father was watching a video from Woodstock 69, and I saw Jimi Hendrix do the Star Spangled Banner, and I plugged my cheap electric violin into his guitar amp, and when they came home from work the next day, I could play it just like Jimi Hendrix, and it kind of all went downhill from there, as they say.
That's really cool. So, yeah, I mean, what's unusual is you take a lot of great pop songs, rock songs, I mean, really recognizable songs that we're not used to hearing on electric violin. It sounds so cool.
Oh, definitely. It's all classic rock-based show. People see violins in the poster and they think maybe they're going to see Beethoven, but it's totally a hard-hitting show. It's Ozzy, it's Queen, it's AC/DC, it's The Who, it's everything like that. And if you close your eyes, you think you're listening to a guitar and not a violin.
Absolutely. And you guys have played all over the place with a lot of really notable collaborators. Who have you played with?
Oh, we've played with a ton of different artists, both individually and collectively. People like David Foster, Rod Stewart, Cheap Trick, Deep Purple, Andrea Bocelli, Beyonce. It goes on and on. We did that mostly before we had our own production show. And then we decided we wanted to create our own show because, you know, it's more fun being front and center than it is being in the pit orchestra.
That's right, exactly. So why not move out front and center and get a little bit of recognition? You guys, like I said, look like you have a great time performing. You're based in Las Vegas, is that right?
Yes, we are based in Vegas.
And do you like hitting the road? Do you like going out to see different places and meet different people?
We do like the road. I'm originally from upstate New York. And the heat gets to me. I can't handle more than, you know, 5 or 6 sunny days in a row. And I'm like, is it ever going to rain? Ever?
That's right.
So I'm happy when I get to go to, places around the country and the world and experience different things.
You're going to love this theater in Lexington. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful gem of a theater. It's a nice, small, intimate setting. And I think you guys are really going to have a good time here.
Oh, we can't wait.
What are some of the songs we're going to hear? We just heard a little bit of Michael Jackson there. What are some of the other songs you guys like to do?
Well, you're going to hear some Led Zeppelin. You're going to hear some AC/DC. We do medleys from both of the artists. You're going to hear The Who. And one of our most popular things that we do is Bohemian Rhapsody, but we do it in a really different way than you're used to hearing. We're violinists, but we sing the beginning, and then we play it kind of like a classical string quartet, and then we kind of kick the chairs and stands away when it gets to the Wayne's World part and just totally rock out with the band.
I was going to say, I could just imagine looking out at the audience and seeing everybody's head bobbing up and down at that spot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's one of our big moments in the show.
Like you said, getting to perform as headliners, I mean, you really get to connect with the audience, don't you?
Definitely. It's a totally different vibe when people are there buying tickets to see you play. It's not like they're buying tickets to see a famous artist and you just happen to be there behind them. So it's totally different, but it's so much fun when you get to connect with the audience.
We're looking forward to it. Two shows this Saturday, 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., the Femmes of Rock at Lexington Village Theater. Tickets available online. Nina, have a great trip out here to Michigan. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Paul.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.